For me growing up, I don't know whether to call it a tool, a resource, an alien. You know, it was a physical presence that was a part of your clique, your crew. That was the radio.
You know, you were just stuck to your radio dial with two fingers on buttons. Pause. Record.
You flipping through the dial, and it wasn't no digital tuning. It was straight fine tuning, because you might have overshot your situation. You're like, oh, that's static. All right, we good. Hold up.
You know, you could go to school and talk about, did you hear this new song this weekend? Or did you hear what Red Alert did? Or did you hear what Chuck Chill Out did? You know, you bonded with other people who also kind of were drawn to the music.
This is Tommy Keene, and you're listening to 90.7 FM. WGXC Accra.
WGXC welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
Aquí tenemos un anuncio del Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Colombia, si usted encuentra a un agente de ICE. En nuestra comunidad, el conocimiento es poder, y por eso hablamos de sus derechos. No tienes que abrir la puerta y tienes el derecho a guardar silencio, a no firmar documentos, y en Nueva York puedes grabar una interacción con las autoridades. Si un agente llega con una orden, debe de estar firmada por un juez para que sea válida. En público, mantén la calma, no corras y nunca mientas ni muestres documentos falsos. Si te detienen, no firmes nada sin un abogado presente. ICE puede usar tus palabras en tu contra, así que guarde silencio y pida ayuda legal. ¿Quieres aprender más de tus derechos? Llama al Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Colombia al 518-303-3848, de lunes a jueves, de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde. Si eres detenido por agentes de ICE o los ves en la comunidad, llama a la línea de respuesta rápida de CCSM a 518-291-9386.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Marilyn Zola Coral of San Francisco, California. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Ever since songwriters started writing songs, they have written songs about a rose.
About a rose.
Red roses, blue roses, old roses, new roses. Roses from the south and east and west. But here's the rose song that I love the best.
The best.
Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl who cares. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. Show me a rose, I'll show you a stag at bay. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. She taught me how to do the tango, down where the palm trees sway. I called her Rosa Mia, and she called a spade, show me a rose, I'll show you a storm at sea. Show me a rose or leave me alone. One night in Bixby, Mississippi, we watched the clouds roll by. I said, my dear, how are you? And she whispered, so am I. Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl named Sam. Show me a rose, or leave me alone.
Show me a rose.
Show me a rose.
A fragrant rose.
A fragrant rose. Make believe that you don't know me until you show me a rose.
A fragrant rose.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Welcome everybody to Gregory Forte's Radio Museum. I'm filling in for someone tonight who was kind enough to offer this time. What I get to do on my show is I play some voices from radio's past. Been playing a lot of Gene Shepherd lately, some original broadcasts over Halloween of War of the Worlds. Tonight we're going to hear Joe Frank. Joe Frank was a radio, overnight radio figure during the 80s, 90s, and beyond. You're going to hear about 30 minutes of a longer show called Somewhere in the Dark. But before that, we're going to hear some music. So thanks for listening to WGXC 90.7, Ikra and Catskill. It's the Radio Museum.
met my love by the gasworks wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old Dutch ring. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
At a party with his wife. He looked across the room and saw her talking to a handsome young man. They appeared to be enjoying each other's company enormously. They were laughing, leaning into each other, and at one point she reached out and touched him. She looked radiant, her eyes shining. She was obviously very attracted to the young man, and he experienced a desperate, sinking feeling. Because what he was watching was achingly, painfully familiar. It was something he'd felt with her when they'd first met, and he recognized it was something that was no longer there. Driving home with her later that evening, he said, "You really seem to be having a good time with John." "I never realized how funny he is," she answered. "You looked like you were flirting with him." "Why do you assume that just because I'm having a nice time, a nice conversation with someone, that there's something going on?" But her protest only amplified his certainty. He sat in silence in the car, knowing what he saw and recognizing what she felt. When people get married, they're full of hope. They love each other. They're starting a new life together. It's a deeply meaningful commitment. They're going to attach themselves to someone for the rest of their lives. They're giving their souls over to another human being. I am presently residing here on the island. One day, in the distance, I see a cabana on a sunlit beach beside bright blue water, a striped umbrella, and a young woman in a pink bikini, an orchid behind her ear, dancing barefoot in an exuberant and joyful manner, her arms above her head, her mouth in a mock serious expression. Her partner is an older man of declined European elegance, wearing a white linen suit and blue beachcomber shoes. No socks. A gold replica of the Legion of Honor hanging from his neck.
I had imagined that we might have gone off to Belize. It's fun. Lots of fun. Land and surf and sun. You'd be running along the beach towards me, and I'd be running away from you toward the undergrowth in the jungle, just teasing you, calling you out. You'd be looking for me, looking for me, looking for me, and calling my name over and over and over. And the breeze coming in, the monsoon rain is just thundering on the clapboards of the house and on the roof and on the windows, and making that music, the music of love. Built a mound for you, sort of a pedestal, a little plinth out of sand. And I said, step up here, darling. And you did. And as you stepped up there, because you had been changing your suit at the time and you were wrapped in the towel fell when the wind came in. Just a brisk breeze off the ocean. And it fluttered by your side. And your graceful torso, your sloping shoulders, your long neck and your hair draping down your back as you lifted your head. And I felt like a little soldier, just a little young soldier, there to guard you, keep you safe, keep you healthy and whole from the invading enemy, the hordes, the world, from reality. From reality itself imposing its ill will on us. The rains have come. Thundering, pelting rains. It reminds me of some of the times we spent together in ill weather. Ill weather, good weather. Bad weather, fine weather, sweet weather. Tide weather, tide water, tide dreams, high dreams, wide dreams, side dreams, glide dreams, dreams of you. I spent quite a lot of time in and around your buttocks, like little mountains. Remember we play that? We play, we're in the mountains now. Climb up one buttock and down the other and over to the other buttock and down. Big, round, juicy buttocks. Rosy and red. Wonderful, really.
When I was 10 years old, I lived with my parents in an apartment building on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And there was a couple, very nice, quiet, a few doors down from us. and we'd see this middle-aged couple every so often on the elevator. The man was always well-dressed, and the woman wore stylish and expensive clothing. And when we shared the elevator, we'd acknowledge each other, saying good morning, maybe something about the weather. And then, one day, when I was home alone, I heard screaming and shouting in the hallway. And then I heard a woman shrieking and banging violently on my door, pleading, "Let me in! Let me in! My husband is trying to kill me! He's trying to kill me! Let me in!" I was very frightened, but I recognized it was the voice of my neighbor, and I opened the door, and she was wearing a house coat and one slipper, and her hair was in disarray, and she was terrified, imploring me to call the police. And down the hall, I saw the husband standing by the open door of their apartment, and then he walked down the hall and screamed at her and took her by the arm and walked her back into their apartment. I didn't tell my parents what had happened. And the following morning, when my father and I were leaving, my father to go to work and I to school, the couple got on the elevator, and the husband was wearing a gray herringbone suit, and his wife was wearing a fur coat, and her hair was coiffed. And we all nodded to each other and said hello, and they acted as if nothing had happened. The cheerful, light-hearted nonchalance with which you received my last phone call was a thing of beauty. You were in top form, so genial and carefree. You talked to me like I was a clerk in a department store. How wonderfully weird and insulting. It didn't pay respect to the intensity of the emotions we once felt for each other. And I'm not as obtuse as you think. I understand how painful it must have been to read the same words I once wrote to you, repeated verbatim on my postcard to Lucy, or to see Jillian romping around my backyard, naked. If our positions had been reversed, I'm sure I couldn't have handled it any better than you did. But I've never wanted anyone but you. I still don't. The only competition you have is from yourself. You told me that you'd made your home inside me, and now that our relationship had ended, you felt homeless. You said you were never going to make that mistake again. You would never give yourself away, never allow yourself to be possessed, and that you needed to reclaim yourself. "I'm not going to enter someone else's interior landscape," you said, "and get trapped inside and suffocate in it." But I say, when you love someone, you expand. You don't lose anything. You become larger. It's not as if you only have a limited supply of love to give. And if you give too much of it to another person, you won't have enough love left for yourself. That's simply not true. Love is not a zero-sum game. And you said that I don't care about anyone but myself, that I just want women around to fill my ego, that I can only have sex with people who are in awe of me, because I'm incapable of getting emotionally involved. And because I was emotionally involved with you, I couldn't make love to you. And then you said, "How dare you treat someone like me, who is so gorgeous, who has such a beautiful body, the way you have? It's like farting on lace. I'm like a piece of lace, and you're farting on me." Then you called me an emotional cripple. And now that it's over, you talk to me like I'm a janitor or a plumber. It's so transparent. You're not fooling anyone. One evening, an old man is watching television with his wife. His claw-like hands are covered with liver spots. His eyes are so watery that they appear to be dissolving in their sockets. With trembling fingers, he adjusts his glasses and raises the level of volume on the TV. His feet are raised on the table to prevent blood clots, and a jar of pills and capsules sits on the table beside him. His wife, who is 20 years younger than he, is resting her head on his arthritic shoulder. They're watching a torrid love scene on HBO, where a naked couple is making frantic love. The old man asks his wife if she's aroused. She says she's beyond sex. She has no interest in it. "You should be with a younger man," he says. "Will you stop it?" she bristles. "How many times do we have to go over this nonsense? Now can we go back to the show, please?"
This is the kind of memory I have of you. This is what you've left me with. Going out house hunting. Of course, I didn't have any money, but we thought we'd look at the place. It was a nice ranch house, and they had little tidbits, you know, for the people to eat at the open house. And yes, I did stumble down along that patio. But did you have to be so rude as to let everyone know that I was a little tipsy, that I do have a problem with alcohol? What's wrong with that? Is there something really wrong with that? Many alcoholics through history, famous alcoholics, powerful alcoholics, creative alcoholics even brilliant alcoholics, and people that suffer from different forms of dementias, psychosis and things like that, they discovered great mathematical formulas. I mean, they painted wonderful paintings. Picasso was a maniac. Oh, that man pulled out in front of me. I couldn't stop the car quick enough. And that lawyer we met, the damn personal injury lawyer, his crummy little office, he gets a phone call from his wife, right? Can't believe he's on there talking with her about personal intimate matters, things that we have not even shared together. In our entire time, I never got an opportunity to try some of the things he talked about to his wife on the telephone. You're such a witch. The perfume you're wearing, cheap junk. You think you need all those accoutrements, all those details? You don't need anything. Just your naked, luscious self lying there would be enough. You don't have to be grabbing at me, constantly being so aggressive with me. Give me some time. Give me a moment. Let me adore you. Let me be the leader. Let me be the leader that I can be. But no, you want me to take those classes with you. So we go to the classes. And then we meet all those couples there. And then we have to go off with that brunette and that blonde fellow. I mean, that guy really, really made me angry. He's making eyes at you. You're making eyes back at him. I think he'd like the nibbling. He's the nibbling type. On a ferry. I'll never forget it. Flirting with that little foreign man with the freckles, remember? His tiny little mustache and his oily hair.
Is there anyone here who respects failure, who admires misguided effort and fragmentation? I'm sitting on my terrace, gazing at the ocean. In the distance, I see a sailboat and wonder about the people on it. Who are they? What do they do for a living? Are they happy? They're too far away to make out. And I imagine visiting the nearby marina, waiting for their sailboat to dock, and then following them wherever they lead me. In my musings, we all end up at a surfside bar. I engage them in conversation. Someone puts a few coins in the jukebox, and everyone begins to dance. I choose the most beautiful woman among them, and we dance together, until her boyfriend grabs my shoulder. I turn and punch him in the face. Now we're in the midst of a bar fight, wrestling under a pool table, while people try to separate us. Just another stupid fantasy. I lift my drink and take a few sips. I watch surfers riding the waves, inline skaters, and bikers passing back and forth on the path below me. A group of people in a park performing dance-like exercises to the beat of a drum. It's Sunday afternoon, and there are thousands of human beings out there, and they're as tiny as ants. I'm surrounded by fossils, skeletons, and stuffed animals. I can't find the eye of my own hurricane. The heightening of my sense of smell has led me to the loss of my ability for abstract thought. Saw a dust mote floating in the sunlight by my window and imagined it was a world in which someone else was looking at a dust mote in which yet another world existed. Boxes within boxes. Everyone thinking the same thing. Oh, infinity, when will you stop? Crib, stroller, teddy bear, doll's house, roller skate, school book, field hockey stick, soccer ball, vinyl boot, visored cap, megaphone, birth control pill, pregnancy stick, high school yearbook, graduation gown, love letter, airline ticket, Puerto Vallarta, wedding picture, golf club, ping pong table, swimming pool, striped umbrella, visa bill, motel receipt, tear-soaked handkerchief, divorced papers, antidepressant, sleeping pill, hair dye, wrinkle cream, singles dinner, self-help book, playing card, domino, laxative, cane, walker, wheelchair, oxygen tank, hospital bed, morphine drip, death certificate, coffin, tombstone, a life well lived.
I need to ask you, and you must do it for me, I cannot live, to give up yourself, to become another person, voluntarily, willfully, and dutifully, and legally, just transmute, transform, and become another. Take a new name, move to a new country, get new citizenship, change your fingerprints, change everything, your facial recognition features, change everything medically, and change psychologically too. Go to a clinic, change your mind, take the plunge. Stop being who you are, for God's sake!
The search for the divine can lead you to unexpected places. It might begin at a Bob's Big Boy, while eating breakfast to celebrate the hiring of a new regional sales manager. There are five people at the table, two brand managers, an account executive, a merchandising manager, and the district sales coordinator. And everyone is eating a huge, hungry man's breakfast with eggs, pancakes, bacon, sausage, muffins, and grits. The waitress repeatedly returning to freshen the coffee cups, adding an element of unpredictability and threatening the psychic architecture of the situation, and creating an emotional house of cards causing everyone to nervously and feverishly add sugar and cream to their coffees. The moment of crisis coming when the district sales coordinator covers his cup, only to have the waitress pour the scalding coffee on the back of his hand because she's been distracted by a handsome young man with shoulder-length blonde hair who's just entered the restaurant and glanced her way.
I think I'd really prefer to end our relationship and just say, it's over. It's been weird, but good. And it's been joyous, although painful. It's been fun, but very stressful. It's been mind expanding and in Ignoramus's dream, it's been sanctified and it's been sinful. And so I would just like to say goodbye, good luck, sweet dreams, God bless, good life, safe travel, all the best. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine in your life. Till next time, it's been fun. Good travels, good riddance. Adios. Vamos. Basta. Vencermos, Vagnokuska, hasta mañana, hasta spumante, vistón de jato.
Of your skin don't matter to me. Ow! As long as we right.
All right.
But yet I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the mafia.
An example of Mr. Joe Frank. I hope you enjoyed it, or if enjoying was the right word for it. He would tell very elaborate personal stories on overnight radio. And during the Radio Museum here, I try to present people who have done that. Like I said, people like Gene Shepherd. We played Spalding Gray before. Next week, we're going to play a little bit of... A holiday story by Gene Shepherd. But again, that was Joe Frank. And another thing I do here on the Radio Museum is I give recipes. Yes, I have a recording of one of my mom's tried and true great recipes. So that's going to come on after some Italian music. Again, once again, thanks for listening to WGXC, the Radio Museum. Get your pencil ready for my mom's recipe.
There's somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who watches over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who wants. than some girls think of as handsome. To her heart I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over.
This is Lena Forte. I'm going to be giving a recipe for rookery dab. You'll need 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 1 clove of garlic, crushed and coarsely chopped, 1 teaspoon of hot red pepper flakes, 3 bunches of rookery dab, trimmed and washed very well. In a large pot large enough to hold all of the rab, heat the olive oil over medium heat. Add the garlic and the red pepper flakes and cook until the garlic begins to soften, about 3 minutes. Add the rab to the pot, cover tightly, and cook until the rab is tender, about 25 minutes. Enjoy.
Se non si impara, se si dice mo', se la bocca ignara con l'altra bocca che la più cara, baci non si dà. L'una racconta al mondo che cos'è l'amore, che fremente ogni cuore si stringa d'un cuore. L'una marinara l'amore dolce se non si impara, se si dice mai. Che notte d'incanto sopra i giardini fiore piove argento, azzurro il mare di cobalto il manto del firmamento. luna marinara, l'amore dolce se non si impara, se si dice la bocca ignara con l'altra bocca che è la più cara, baci non si dà. Luna racconta al mondo che cos'è l'amore, fa che fremente ogni cuore si stringa d'un cuore. Luna marinara, l'amore dolce se non si impara, se si dice
everybody for listening to Gregory Forte's Radio Museum. I'm lucky enough to be on the air the first Thursday of every month, where I'll bring you back some more voices from radio's past, as well as some good recipes. As I mosey on out into the night, I'm going to encourage you to keep listening to this wonderful eclectic station. And if I make room, Willie Nelson could step in for the last tune of the night. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
How the miles get into me, though. And it's funny how the earth moves, and I wonder what my baby thinks of me, oh. Recollection, LA, wondering who it is I'm supposed to be, oh. By the roadside, I own souvenirs and cappuccino. But now I think I get it, I think I understand. It's all about hope, where you go when you get it. And I think I get it, I think my head's on straight. And I think she knows. Well, there goes my secret. Recollection Phoenix, I wonder when the hell did I get older. My mind's still on my woman, I wonder what she thinks of when I hold her. Judging by the silence, you might think the road has made her colder. But I can't live without her, and I can't remember if I ever told her. But now I think I get it, I think I understand. It's all about hope, where you go when you get it. Heads all straight, and I think she knows.
expose my secret. Vegas, colder than it was that time in Reno. Listen to the night move. Go out to the girls in the casino. Now I think I get it. I think I understand. It's all about hope and where you go when you get it. I think my head's on straight, and I think she knows. Hell, there goes my secret.
A Clear Midnight by Walt Whitman. This is thy hour, O soul, thy free flight into the wordless, away from books, away from art, the day erased, the lesson done, thee fully forth emerging, silent, gazing, pondering the themes thou lovest best, night, sleep, and the stars.